The specific features of the environment. So yesterday I noticed for the first time while taking these images is the ceiling of the piazza or of the student center. That was kind of cool. I'd never seen it before. I like the different, the blocks with the different colors. I'm not sure about the function, but I think it's pretty cool. And then I noticed that it's circular in shape. While I was taking a panoramic shot of the outside space, I noticed that I had to almost take it in a circle. And I'd never noticed that before. I think I always thought that the student center was just the inside building and the benches outside. I've never really grasped or taken it in as a whole. So the stairs and the grass just beneath the what we used to call the Great Wall of China, because that was like a long wall. And on the other side, the grass just beneath Bookmark and what used to be Faygo. So I never really thought that that formed part of the student center. But when I took the shot, I incorporated all of that. And yeah, something about it made me like it. And I also like just how when you walk down the stairs, you can see the... You have a view of the HSB building, and I'd never noticed that before, actually, so that was pretty cool. So I guess another thing that just came into mind about the way in which I use the space is that I don't even look around what's happening. I don't take in what the space has to offer in terms of just like the design features. I mean, I also noticed a pole with directions, a directional thing that shows you to how to get to the different places on campus. And I think because I feel like I know the space, I don't really need any directional points or anything else like that. So that was pretty interesting. I like that, and I think that that is very functional so that people don't get lost. I also like, I guess, but it just, okay, never mind that. So, yeah, that's it.